It's a beautiful, perfect afternoon, nice and cool. It could be early May, actually, rather than the 1st of July. But there's been a conversation going on Twitter. Mac Tunney's Marla, you guys were talking about UFOs and UFO investigators, and of course, since the podcast, since the Noosphere went away, I really haven't talked very much at all about sort of the more esoteric topics like UFOs and that sort of thing. It's not because I've lost interest. It's more because my perspective on these things has changed dramatically. Here's the thing. The problem is that I don't see anyone or very, very few people that, you know, quack a lot about UFOs, whether it's somebody like a Stanton Friedman or even somebody a little bit more on the fringe of the territory like Graham Hancock, Jacques Vallée, you know, take your pick, you know, Richard Boyland, any of those guys. I don't think anybody's looking at the whole thing very rationally. This is where I finally sort of had my split with the whole paranormal thing. Is you begin to realize that it requires an almost transcendent level of rationality to get past a lot of the biases that all these camps have. You know, Marlo, you were talking about. You were talking about UFO investigators. Here's the thing people have got to understand. Whatever this crap is, whatever these things are that people are seeing, it's not simple. I mean, you know, all respect to Stanton Friedman, who I think is a fantastic guy, and I have a lot of respect for Stanton. It's very clear that whatever this is something subjective. It's something that is rooted somehow in our consciousness, whether it's a collective consciousness or whatever, I don't know. But it's not, you know, little dudes from Zeta Reticuli showing up and doing their thing. Or certainly it is not merely that. I really don't know. These investigators that they dig up soil samples and they get really hot and bothered about going into crop circles and taking specimens. This will never, ever, ever give any kind of answer, because to me, you're looking in the wrong place. These experiences are somehow subjective. This is not a... you are not going to find anything in that ground that's ever going to give you an answer. I don't have enough time, really. This is... I love the audio boo thing, but man, it's just too short. I would love to be able to sort of go into this a lot more. But regardless, the main thought I want to stick with you is that these experiences are subjective in some way. There is something going on here with consciousness, not with physics. Or certainly not merely with physics. Now, what that means, I don't have a clue. That's the thing. As soon as you say something like this, if it's somebody who's super straight and they're, you know, and they poo-poo the whole notion of UFOs, well, then there's not much you can do for that person until they have something to sort of shake them out of that level of ignorance. I mean, because it is a level of ignorance. I'm sorry. It's my problem is not a lack of rationality on these things. It's that I'm sort of developed a sense of rationality toward these topics that is even unpalatable toward the UFO crowd. You point out how irrational they can be, and you end up in a place with very few friends, and it makes conversation on these topics rather difficult. But so that's the thing. That's the thing I want to leave you with. These are all subjective experiences in some way. Makes them no less profound, but subjective. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com, and enjoy the rest of the day.